लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. After a lot of actors, I'm very happy to have again an actress. And I say a very warm welcome to Mary Foster. Hello and welcome to my podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I know we had a little back and forth with scheduling, but I'm so excited.
No problem. I get used to it that these vertical stars are sometimes really shortened. Yeah. Unavailable.
Yeah, I mean, weeks change like at the drop of a hat, and I work two other jobs as well, so I'm working like every day. Honestly, today's a day off. I'll be doing a lot of self-taping after this, but those are my days off, you know, continuing.
Yeah, I want to just ask, do you really have a day off? No,
I don't think you really ever have a day off in this job. I think that if you're not working a 9-to-5, you're working a 24/7, like constant. if you're an actor, you're a product, you're running your own business. And I also have I own a small business. I make and sell jewelry on Etsy. And that is always 24/7, like marketing, filling orders, customer service. And when you have like access to the internet, you can constantly be in touch with people, submitting to stuff, like talking to anyone, marketing yourself, blah, blah, blah. It never ends. But you gotta love the hustle, you know?
Yeah, Cayman Cardiff always said to me, stressed but blessed. Yeah. Is it true? Are you happy with this all stress?
Oh yeah. I couldn't do anything else. I literally couldn't ever do anything else. And the time that I take to give myself a break and a rest, I feel also stressed and anxious that I'm not doing enough at that moment. It's funny because I didn't work. I think I did like one or two little gigs in December, but I really, really forced myself to stop at the end of the year for a month and take a break. I went home, I saw family, and I felt very anxious the whole time because I was like, I'm not self-taping enough. I have to set myself up for 2026. I have to hit the ground running. I have to do all this stuff. But I truly had to like force myself to stop and do other things so that I could recover from burnout from the entirety of 2025. And by the time I hit January 2026, I hadn't self-taped in a while and I wanted to. Like, I felt like I wasn't burnt out anymore. I felt like I wasn't like resenting all the work that I had to do. I was excited to do it because I had forced myself to take the break. So you're stressed but blessed, but you also have to know when to put yourself first and make sure that your mind, your body, your emotional state is 100%, or you're going to burn out and then you're going to need to recover for even longer. So,
yeah. And I think it doesn't matter which branch, if you are always, I had a burnout in my old job. I was doing IT projects all over the world and we had a shitty organization in the company. You know, we did a project in China and the next one then in the US, and we had to support both, you know. So because of the time difference, you have to stay awake and available 24/7, because when they were working in China, US were sleeping, but here in Germany the people were start working. So if China had finished work for today, the Germans start, and if the German had finished for today, the US start. So there was every time anywhere someone working. And when you are in the working mood, you are always thinking, yeah, not so bad. Yeah, I can do that. I can manage that. But when you have one day off, I didn't know what to do. I was always, okay, what can I do? I couldn't relax because I had my mind so full of things to do. And yeah, that ended in a burnout. And not a bad burnout, but it was enough to keep my health really down. And as you said, it took me a long time to get back on track. And lately, I thought, why would I, why were I so dumb not to give, to check
Ourselves.
this nicely work-life balance, you know? I mean, yeah, but I can imagine even if the business as an actor is really hard sometimes, isn't it?
It can be you, I find myself fighting imposter syndrome a lot. I had a great last couple of years, and I'm in spaces that I want to be. And I mean, if I look back to like 2020, 2021, or if I was the person in 2020, 2021, looking at what I have now, I would just be overjoyed at the what I've accomplished in the last few years. But still, I'm always fighting myself, thinking that, like, you're fighting self-doubt a lot. I feel like that's a major challenge that I face, apart from just like the physical work of it all, like constantly sleeping and like having to be awake for long hours on set and the physical exhaustion. You also have to stay confident and happy and motivated mentally. I find that that can be an even bigger barrier, because physically I can push through, you know what I mean? I can drink Celsius, I can sleep when I'm dead, like that's fine. But this can really hold me back. If I'm, having like a bad month, or like, things aren't going my way, or I lost a job that I really wanted, whatever the case may be, I feel like that can be a massive challenge. It's just like overcoming my own imposter syndrome. But again, I will take a break and come back and do something to serve myself. I love to garden. You were talking about that before. I also have my own garden outside, and I love to.
Gardening is great.
It's amazing. I
I
just
have 1,000
moved.
square feet garden. You can garden every
Oh,
day. And if you're
that's
finished in the
amazing.
end, you can start again in the front. You
That's
can do it
amazing.
the whole
I have
day.
a tiny little balcony, but even if I just have like my 20 potted plants that I love, that brings me joy and that resets
Absolutely.
me. So it's just finding, you kind of, the more you do it, the more you find ways to serve yourself so that you can have longevity in the career. But yeah,
I have a
any career is going to have
question.
its challenges.
I have a question. When you have these long days on set and you come back home, can you switch totally in the private merry mood, or are you always on set with the thoughts, even when you are at home?
You're talking about like in and out of character, or just like when
Yeah,
you're.
maybe let's say you will have to stay 12 hours on set and then it's cut, okay, finished for today, and you go home. So are you with your thoughts on the set for the next day, or can you total put the work stuff away from you and sit down, relax, chill, eat something,
I think,
and forget, for let's say forget or switch to
I
a
think,
chilly mode.
yeah, I think that decompressing is important, and really, especially if I'm on 12-hour days, because working support, I do a lot of supporting, main supporting roles, and some days can be shorter and some days can be longer, but then there are supporting roles where you're on, 5, 6 days straight, 12 hours, especially if you're doing those long banquet scenes, stuff like that. So you're
Oh, they
just,
are, we are
even
all
if you're
love
not,
these banquet scenes. No.
I know, we can talk about those. But even if you're not talking, you're in the background. So I'm still standing in heels for 12 hours. Anyway, so to the point, I think physically I'm able to decompress, but mentally, if I know I have another long day tomorrow, I need to start looking at my lines. I need to get into the mindset of tomorrow so that I can go and prepare. There's not a ton of downtime when you're doing those long days, in between, like the 12-hour rest that you get. But I also very much try to prioritize sleep. I can be fresh and reset the next day if I know that I'm going to get 8 hours. Some people don't need a lot of sleep. If I am able to get sleep, I will take it because it's just what's going to give me the ability to push through. But I think it's a healthy mix of both. I really try to be prepared and prep for the next day so that I'm not like scrambling, looking at my sides. I want to always know my lines so that I can play when I get on set. I want the lines to just be second nature. So I want that to be in my back pocket for sure. And I need to know what scenes we're doing. I need to know what's happening. So it's a lot of like logistical prep that I'll do for the next day, but I'm probably in bed in like my like snuggie, like physically resting my body while I'm doing that. So I think mentally I might be in the next day, but physically I'm trying to really decompress and be present in, my space at home. It's just going to help me the
Can
next
you
day.
fall easy asleep after such a day?
Oh my God, I can fall asleep anywhere. I used to fall asleep in the dentist chair growing up. If I was getting like my teeth cleaned or like a cavity filled or something when I was a kid, I
You
would just
can't
like
sleep every. Oh,
I would
I'm
just fall
jealous.
asleep. I used to fall asleep getting my eyebrows waxed too. I can sleep instantaneously.
Okay, that's a good thing because, for example, for me.
It is until you're on like hour 11 and it's 1 in the morning and I'm like, okay. And they're like, marry me too. And I'm like, fighting for my life.
So a
But yeah,
bed
I really
scene wouldn't
don't.
be good for you because you
What'd you
really,
say?
I said a bed scene wouldn't be good, a sleeping or in a sleeping room, a scene shooting wouldn't be good for you because as fast as you are laying down, you're falling asleep or what?
A bed scene? Well, if it's a bed scene, there's probably some intimacy happening. So I'm probably awake because I want to make sure that everything's
Probably.
going as perfectly as it can go. So I'm probably at my wits about me in those moments. But yeah, if I'm not, like if they're shooting something and I have a break, I'll definitely find a chair and just try to like shut my eyes and rest if I'm feeling that way.
Oh,
But
that's great.
that's
And
very circumstantial, if I have a little bit of a break.
So I think the first vertical with you I saw, I'm not sure. I watched it, I checked it a few minutes ago on IMDb, but I started watching verticals in 2023, so really early, and I thought that the first vertical I ever saw you was at 2024, the one you did with where Miles Clohessy was in it, and the thing
Brittany
with.
Marsicek.
With the step, no, was it?
It
Yeah,
was
where
called
falling for my
Spoiled by My Ex-Husband's Brother, I
yes,
believe. That was the one that I did with Brittany
yeah. I
and
think
Miles.
that was the first one where I saw you.
Yeah, that was my first supporting role. I had done a lot of like day player and background to get into the industry because, back in, I think I did my first ones in 2023, but I would just have like a line or two, or I was in the background. Because at the time, I come from a theater background, and I was really kind of like thrown off by the scripts when I first started seeing them on Actors Access. It wasn't really anything that I had seen before or was used to. I was like, what are these werewolves doing? I don't know. Like, the dialogue, it can be very
I
heightened
know. Did you know
until
what a
you.
vertical was at that
I
point?
did. No, I didn't. But I saw that it paid and I needed to make money, and I wanted an acting job, and I moved to LA in 2021, and I had been doing theater in the Bay, and I really wanted to get into the film and TV scene. So I was like, I want to see what this is about. I was seeing like vertical, 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 vertical. So I was like, let's just send it. So I started by doing background and day player so that I could like kind of suss out,
check in.
get out, exactly. And immediately I was like, oh, this is great. I want in, because I've met very like-minded people. You know, they run the sets very professionally. And I thought that this was a really good opportunity for me to start getting some legit work as an actress in Los Angeles. So yeah, so I was lucky enough to work with Drama Box on Spoiled by My Ex-Husband's Brother. God, did we shoot that? I think it was 2024. I think it
Yeah, I
was.
think in the beginning, something like that, because I started watching Verticals in summer 2023, and there was a real big, real short. Drama Box was already, the platform was there, but I don't think that they published so many shows already in
Real
2023.
Short was the main one. I was primarily doing those smaller roles for Real
Yeah.
Short in the beginning, and then Drama Box was my first. And Drama Box has been so consistent. I've worked for Drama Box more than any other app, so I'm super grateful for them. I always have had a great experience working on a Drama Box set. Their production companies are awesome, and that's where I met Lawson on the Spoiled by My Ex-Husband Brother, and I just worked with her at the end of 2025 again, and I love her. I think that she's so talented. She's so professional, and she's such a great actress. So that was my first supporting, and then very shortly after that, again with Drama Box, I booked. It was Spoiled by Four Billionaires. Yeah. Oh no, sorry. The one that we were just talking about was called Cherished by My Ex-Husband's Brother. And then
Cherished.
after that was Spoiled by Four Billionaires. And that was with Kirby and Elijah Van Zanten and gosh, lots
Was
of
it
people.
where Kirby were the long lost sister and the four brothers found her
Yes,
in
she had
that?
three. She had, I believe, three brothers. Yes, she was a long
Yeah, and
lost.
the fourth one,
The fourth billionaire was Elijah, who she marries in the end.
Yeah. You know that storyline, I think that was published so many times with different casts, with
Yeah,
all.
that story. I remember when I was on set for that one, the very first day I was talking to Kirby, and she said that it did really well in, they had like a Chinese version of it with Chinese actors. I believe it was on Drama Box as well. And that did really well, so they wanted to produce a American version.
Yeah, and I
So
thought
that
in the
was.
end there were four or five American versions with the storylines.
They're probably, I mean, like, yes, I'm sure.
Holy, holy. I just watched Vertical today. I was so happy. It was a total different storyline I never saw anywhere before. I was so, thank you.
What was it? What app was it, and what was
Candy
the plot?
Jar.
Yeah, Candy Joseph.
Candy Jar is mostly new storylines.
Yeah,
Also like
I love
Viglu. Candy Jar, Viglu, and Drama Pops are
Candy
the
Jar. I haven't.
platforms where you have mostly kind of fresh new storylines.
100%. Yeah, I
Yeah.
did. I've done two for with Candy Jar now, and those were probably two of my favorite roles. They weren't villains, so I probably have like my favorite roles as villains, then my favorite roles as, you know,
Yeah,
like the best friend.
you are playing mostly villains, aren't you?
Mostly villains, but I've done actually four best friend roles now, but my two like larger, like more substantial best friend roles were with Candy Jar, and they were just. They, you just, the lines are, you just feel like you're getting like a dialogue that you can really sink your teeth into, and a character that you can play around with and that's relatable to a viewer, especially like a younger female generation.
Yeah.
So that was really exciting to be a part of. And then their marketing team is fabulous. I just did some commercials for them this summer. I think it was in July or August we shot it in 2025, but they just released, I think, a month or two ago. And when they asked me to do those commercials, I was like, absolutely yes. Because
Yes.
I love the app and I believe in what they
Yeah,
do. I like the stories that
the
they
app
tell.
is really great. They don't publish as many shows as the, let's say, the big ones, Drama Box, but the quality is always so good.
It's quality over quantity. I would say, yeah, I love working for Candy Jar, and I've always had good experiences with Drama Box too. So those are probably been
Yeah,
my top two
Drama Box got a bit better lately in the published stuff, but last summer, even on Reelshort, I think Reelshort published 5 or 6 shows per week, and
Yeah,
they were
they're,
getting
yeah.
more and more worse in sound quality. The storyline was so,
Yeah, I think we're seeing a trend in that, like, what is more successful is going to be quality over quantity because people don't need to watch the same thing 20 times. They need one really good one that they like to rewatch. I mean, that's the same with movies, right? I would rather watch one movie that I love that like really affects me and like makes me feel so passionately or sad or happy or whatever. Like it's a beautiful experience. I would rather watch that 100 times than 100 different movies that all feel the same and
Yeah,
don't.
totally true. So when you thinking back to the last vertical you shot and the first one, what you shot, what has changed?
I think what's changed is my ability to play with the character and make it my own. And also, obviously, my confidence. When we go back to Cherished by My Ex-Husband's Brother, I was still a professional actor at the time, so I felt confident in what I was doing, but I wanted to make sure that, I was perfect and I got everything right. And that was also was like my first day with a little bit of a bigger role, and I had to do intimacy right off the bat. So there might have just been like a little bit more hesitancy within myself to like go big and make bold new different choices and like kind of have more fun because I wanted to like do a really good job. And I still had a great time on those sets, but I just my last vertical that I did where I was like a major character comes out tomorrow, actually on Drama
Ooh.
Box. It's called My Poor Husband is the Real Boss. That one was so fun. And that one I and was given very similar dialogue to other villains that I've played, but I wanted to make her very different. And I felt very confident in doing that. And I felt so comfortable and at ease on set with everyone around that I felt like I could just like play. And the actor that played my husband, Kelton White, was so funny. And when I get a partner that I can just do bits with and like
Yeah.
improv with, and we can really build a connection and a story on set, it just makes the entire experience so much more like dynamic and saturated and fun for me. So I feel like that's the biggest change. It's just feeling confident and comfortable to make choices that are fun for me and also like give the character a little bit of a different edge than we've seen in other things. Because like we've talked about, there's so many of the same storylines, there's so many of the same characters,
Yeah.
especially the villain. I can get on set and I can just be like, "You're a whore," every time and like do the same bit. But I like to differentiate the characters based on. I did one with Keira Wisely, Mark Ponterelli, Skylar Fast, Luke Brewer, and that villain again was written very typically, like I'd done before. But I wanted to give her an accent. I thought that she could be really funny if she had a little bit of like an East Coast kind of like sass to her. And in the last one that I just did, I wanted her to be a little bit more of like she was like the really rich older sister that's like always has a glass of wine in her hand, like a little bit of like that's why she's so rude because like she's a little buzzed all the time and she's always annoyed by you and you're stupid because you're poor. I don't know. So yeah, just making those different choices.
How did you get in such a villain character? I heard from a lot of different actors, some have kind of music playlists, some are watching some similar movies where a person like that is in to see how this person acts. What do you do to get into a character?
I think that the makeup and hair and costume really transform me in the moment. I do a lot when I'm at home. I do a lot of prep, like learning my lines, getting those down pat, knowing the non-negotiables of my character. So who my family is, who my romantic interest is, what are the facts, what's happening in the scene that cannot be disputed. So I learn all of the factual information. It's more of like book work for me. And then when I get on set, the hair, the makeup, the costume, interacting with people, that's really what's going to like get me into my character. It just feels like you're being like transformed into a new person. So I think that having like a really strong makeup artist and somebody that can really make you like to help you to transform into this new person is definitely priceless for me. Like it really helps. And I also obviously I think it's very clear I lean on comedy in a lot of my villains too. So I just think that being comfortable and like being able to play with people and ad lib and having good relationships with the other actors to where they trust that like yeah I can be like a bitch to them, but like it's all in good fun. We're all just having fun in the moment and. I think that's what really, really gets me to have a character with like depth and purpose in what she's doing and not someone that's just like fuck you for no reason, you know?
Yeah.
All those different layers kind of help build this real person with real feelings, that has to make horrible choices because she's a bad person. I don't know. But it helps give root to
Has
everything.
something of your roles be so persistently in your body that you are also in your private life, maybe like that sometimes in some situations?
I think sometimes when I'm like when I played Lisa, yeah, it was Lisa with the accent. I was doing the accent for like the whole month. And I love that character. I mean, just like being like that, like Jersey girl or that like New York sassy kind of girl. It's what I grew up with. So
Yeah,
it's the
okay.
people, it's a type of person that I've known since I was little, so it's really fun to kind of, I've always done that character, so to be able to put that in a character in a vertical was fun, and then I couldn't stop doing it because I was having so much fun. Elizabeth was the same. Elizabeth is the character in the vertical that will drop tomorrow, and that was the same thing. I feel like I was just running around on set, just being her because I was having so much fun doing it. And then, yeah, maybe it'll take like a day or two for me to drop it, but when I'm having fun doing it and when I really feel it in my body, sometimes it is hard. They'll call cut and I'll be like, fuck you.
Yeah, but sometimes that's not so bad if the characters you're playing teach you how to let go of some shit in your private life to say, okay, come on, fuck you. I don't need it. So, you know, getting more self-confident in private life.
It might be really cliche to say, but I do think that playing villain, like I'm not me, Mary, I'm not a confrontational person. I'm also have struggled with confidence in the past, feeling like I belong in spaces and questioning, you know, am I worth it? Blah, blah, blah. The villains that I play are the most self-inflated, confident people that think that they deserve everything, everything's meant
Yeah,
for
that's
them,
what I'm
everyone's
thinking, yeah.
beneath them. And I do think that. I mean, I don't abuse people or assault
No.
people in real life. I would never do that. But I do think that playing characters with those confidence helps give me confidence in my everyday life because, you know, I embody that type of person. And of course that's gonna have like some effect on you, even if it's just subconscious. But yeah, I actually kind of just thought about that now. That's cool. That's a great question as I think about.
I was thinking about that because when you're playing, let's say if you when you're perfect in a villain role and you think, hey, come on, the person has a really sometimes a really easygoing thinking because, as you said, she thinks I'm the best in this world. I deserve everything. Sometimes I think self-confidence like that is not so bad, even when you're mostly thought, a lot of things going on in your life, and you get this mentality, what the heck? Pff, doesn't matter to me. I don't need that shit. I think it's easier to walk through life with sometimes such a mentality in your head.
Yeah, it's definitely easier. But I try not to care anymore, but like for so long I cared about what others thought about me and all of this stuff. And then so I just like inflict suffering myself because yeah,
But
but
now,
it does help in being in as an actor or any kind of performing medium. It does help you, even if you don't feel confident, to learn how to pretend to be confident because I feel like you need to put out the energy that you want people to perceive you as. So even if you're just putting on a face and then you have to leave and you don't actually feel it on the inside. I mean, I try to be very genuine in what I do, in everything that I do, but just practicing that kind of confidence. It's only going to help you because you have to have confidence in the space. You have to have some kind of little tinge of maybe not selfishness, but you have to have a lot of self-worth
Yes,
to be
absolutely.
successful in spaces.
Is it sometimes bothering you that you were, let's say, not always, but mostly casted as the villain one? Would you love to play some, let's say, lovey-dovey wifey stuff or
Yeah, I
something like
would.
that?
I would. I do think that I have the range as an actress to do. Sorry, I was putting my drink down.
No problem.
To do those roles, I would love to be given the opportunity. I just did a role for Real Short. It was another supporting, but it was the late wife of the main actor. It wasn't a very large role, but I did have the opportunity to kind of have that more like loving character, the character that an audience would like and see themselves as a more likable person, and that was really fun. I don't necessarily think that I would get to incorporate as much as my like my com I didn't get to incorporate as much comedy into that role, but I still think that it's something that speaks to me. And I would love the opportunity to play more of those things. I'm never gonna turn down a villain. They're so fun. I have the best time on set just like amazing everyone.
I was told that by many actors. Oh, villains are always so fun. Okay.
I think that a lot of people that are primarily the leads now are liking taking on the villain roles because you get to be a little bit of a bigger character, which is always fun for an actor. You get to make a few more choices. Like I think I'm able to make all of those like big different choices with these characters because of how they're written. Whereas if you're the lead, it's a little bit straighter. I mean, not that you don't make a lot of choices. I mean, these actress and actors that are playing them are they're brilliant, but maybe they're just not as like big, bold. Do you know what I mean? Like
Yeah, I
you have
know.
to fit into like a little bit of a straighter mold. Not that that's any easier by any means. Actually, might be a little harder.
I
But
think so too, yeah. But I have a question. So many villain roles. Did you kidnap every time as a villain?
no, no.
No? Because
No.
I spoke, for example, with Abigail Stanton. And she said she mostly kidnapped in every vertical, especially kids.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm slapping everyone. Obviously, we're all slapping everyone. Excuse me, I did a villain for Good Short in June of last year, and I had to slap my son. The actor's name was Ronnie. I think he was like 10. He was the cutest kid. We hung out. He was like my set buddy. We hung out the whole time. He had this like bit with
Kids
like,
are always so professional. When you see kids
oh
in
my God. And he
verticals,
has a
I'm
mask.
really, whoa, how
Yeah,
professional are they?
He was incredible. He was so mature for his age. He was so cute, and he was in a wheelchair, and he would be sitting in the sun and uncomfortable, but he just handled it so well. And he was just always had a great attitude. And he has a huge social media following for doing comedy sketches with his grandpa and his mom. So they were the and they were always on set together. He brought his grandpa and his mom every day, so they were just like a adorable, funny trio. And
That's
yeah,
nice.
he was awesome. He loved showing me his he played Minecraft, so he loved showing me his
Ah,
Minecraft on his
okay.
iPad. But I had to smack him one day. I had to s hit him out of his wheelchair. He calls me a slut in the scene. I'm his mother, so he calls me a slut, and then I have to slap him out of the wheelchair. So I'm doing a lot of slapping of just like innocent people that don't deserve it. He was such a he. We had a stunt coordinator, and he was so awesome. He did such a good job. It was
Was
great
it
working with him.
the first time you shot with a kid?
The first time I shot with a child would be I did a vertical almost immediately after Spoiled by Four Billionaires that was called She Returns with Triplets. That was my first time working. There were triplets. There were three children, and one of them, they were all the Kelsey Cicino played the lead girl, and they were all her children. But I stole, or my father stole one when she had them. And then I adopted the child, but the child thought that I was her biological mother. So that was my, sorry, we don't have to go into the whole twisted
No,
plot.
fine. You know, it's
Was my
always
first
this.
time with a little girl.
Whenever I see a vertical where the kids are getting stolen, I think, come on, if that would be so easy, really, and no
No,
one
yeah.
would recognize that in the hospital, really.
So yeah, in the vertical, my father pays off the doctor to have him steal one of the triplets. In what world?
That
But it's vertical
It's
land, so who knows?
yeah, it's the fairy tale, Verdi fairy tale world. Everything
Yeah.
is possible.
Yeah. That one was fun. That was my character's name was Brenda, and she was a villain. She was wild because she was in love with her stepbrother. So I had to be a character who loved their sibling, which was wild. But I wore all pink. Like she was very preppy. She was like evil, but like very business preppy. So
Oh.
that was another little different.
You know, the funny part I always think about the villains is they are sometimes so ridiculous in what they are saying or assuming, and always so, yeah, but I can do that. You are nothing. I'm the best. And I'm always thinking so. Oh, come on, not even close the best. What do you think that everyone sees you as a queen or what?
They're wild. Well, that's when you have, you just have to justify it in some way. You always have to make it real for yourself. Because even in those banquet scenes that we were talking about before, as a villain, I'll be saying she's not the real heiress or something. And four times in the same scene, it is factually proven to me that she is the heiress, but still, I have to justify
Yeah.
that they're wrong and I'm right
You
over and
know,
over and over and over again.
I personally hate these verticals where these banquet scenes are because mostly the whole vertical is only about this one question. Is it really him or her or not? And sometimes I'm sitting in front of my screen set, show them your ID and the problem is solved. You
Yeah, but
don't
then they, but
need five
even in these verticals,
episodes.
they will, and then they'll be like, well, I still don't believe you. That ID could be fake. You got that from a fake law enforcement or what? I don't know. Like but you're right. The conflict could be solved within 2 minutes, but
Yeah.
that we are dragging it out for an hour and a half. So So
Yeah, and that's
I
sometimes
see it.
really annoying to watch, to be honest, because that there is no really storyline in it. You know what I mean? That's it's only this one big question, and I hope really instantly that in 2026 there are less banquet scenes in the stories because there is so much space for new storylines.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I don't have a problem if it's a banquet scene, I don't know, 2, 3 episodes, but if it's around about 50 episodes, it's
You
the
lose
best
interest.
on that thing are always the dresses.
Yeah. Oh my
Did
God,
you ever
yeah.
get a dress from set after shooting?
Yeah, I've gotten the vertical that comes out tomorrow. I got to keep my dress for that one. I got to keep I did a vertical, another vertical with Mark Pontarelli, and I got to keep the wardrobe person was so awesome, and she let me keep two costumes that I liked. So I
Oh,
got this
that's nice.
gorgeous long leather skirt and a little black top. There was one outfit where I wore a brown leather skirt, a little black, I don't even know, it was like a structured tank top, and then I was putting a white shirt underneath. So it's like I have the white shirt, so I'll take the other two pieces. And then she let me keep this really cool skin tight leather. It was a leather dress that has kind of like a snakeskin pattern on it, and that
Oh,
was really
that's nice.
sexy. So, and then I had another dress in that, a gown in that one that I loved, but I was like, I think I'll get more use out of the other two. So I opted to not take the gown, but
That's really
that
good.
gown was from Amazon. It fit me like a freaking glove. I loved it. So yeah, I've gotten to keep a few things. And then if I really like something, and sometimes they'll let you buy it off of them, sometimes,
Okay.
or sometimes they'll give you the Amazon link so you can just go home and buy it. So I've done that a few times too, if I
Oh,
really like the,
that's nice. That's really
yeah.
good. So, how many verticals have you done so far? Do you know that?
I think I am about to start my 22nd. That,
Oh.
and that's not including like background or day
Yeah,
player.
this day
Yeah.
player roles and stuff
I
like
gotta
that.
go. IMDb is really the productions are really good at putting my credits on IMDb. So every once in a while, I'll just go through and count them.
That's good.
I think I'm at 22, which is my lucky number. I have a 22 on my ankle. So,
Oh, that's
hopefully
good.
this next one's good. Yeah, I think 22.
Do you actually at the moment only seems so bad, but only verticals, or are you doing also some horizontal stuff or other things?
Yeah, so I'm in the middle of shooting a indie horror film in which I'm the lead, which is really exciting. We shot that all through 2025, so we're wrapping it up, and hopefully it is out of post by the end of this year. So that's been really exciting to do and to be in a completely other kind of medium. It's shot horizontally. It's horror, suspense, psychological thriller, and I am the lead, which is giving me an opportunity to play a little bit more nuance, a little bit more of like a subtle character, and then everyone else around me is very crazy. So that's been great to get that experience as well, and sink my teeth into something a little bit new. And that is with a production company called Wanna Make a Movie. And they're so talented, and everybody who is in the film is also working on the film. So it's kind of this big family that gets together and produces this together as a group. So that's
How
been
was it possible
really
to manage that shooting with vertical shootings in the
those shoots are
timelines?
primarily on weekends,
Okay.
and we do a few weekends a month. So it's been going on for quite a while now. Like I said, we shot most of 2025, so it's almost there. But they're also quite flexible because we are all
Okay.
in control of how we want to make the movie. You know, if somebody, one of our lead actors in the film is also a vertical actor. Travis
Okay.
Cox is his name, and he just flew to China, and then he flew to, I think, Vietnam immediately afterwards. So he was out for a few weeks. So we either shot other things that he wasn't a part of, or we'll just move the date around. It's very flexible, which is great. And then yeah, I did quite a bit of commercial work too in 2025, which is awesome.
Have you ever shot somewhere else than in LA, the vertical?
No, I haven't. I've only ever shot in LA. I would love to travel for a vertical. My agent actually emailed me last night. I have to fill out, they're helping me to get my Chinese or yeah, my China work visa. So that is definitely on the vision board for this year to go to China or anywhere. I would love to travel
Europe?
anywhere to shoot. What'd you say?
Europe. In Europe, they
I
are
would, oh
shooting.
my God, I would love to go to Europe. I've traveled a lot of Europe. I love Italy. I know that they shot something in Italy last year, so I would love to go to Italy.
Italy, Istanbul, Lithuania, Great Britain. And the latest casting calls came out here for Germany. So I think
That's amazing.
2026 will
I
be
just
awesome.
submitted for one that shoots in London. I think next month, I believe it was the shoot date's in February. So that would be awesome. I studied abroad in London in college. I lived there for about 4 or 5 months. So I
Oh,
would love to
cool.
go back. I love that city so much.
I've never been to London, to be honest, even although it's only a 1.5 hours flight from here, but I've never been to London.
It's very
No.
fun.
Have you ever been to Germany?
I have not been to Germany. When I was in London, I was able to travel all around the UK. So I went to Ireland, Scotland, Wales.
Oh,
I
nice.
yeah, that was great. And then I traveled to Belgium, France, Italy, and
Everything
Spain.
around
I
Germany.
know, I didn't go to Germany. I didn't go to Germany.
Was just thinking, France. From here, from my hometown to France, it's a 2 hour drive by car, and
Oh
then you're
my God.
France.
Wow. Yeah. I
And
flew to Belgium.
in 1 hour car drive, you are already in Switzerland and in Austria. It depends on which.
Switzerland is on the list. I was supposed to visit Switzerland. It's actually a funny story. I was supposed to visit Switzerland with my ex at the time, or my boyfriend at the time. And he was going to come visit me in London. And then we were going to go do like a long weekend in Switzerland. But I was booking a bunch of flights. I was booking a lot of trips at once. And I got confused and I didn't book the Switzerland dates correctly. So he's coming to London. I'm trying to like get our itinerary situated. So I'm looking at the time and dates for our flight to Switzerland. I think we were flying to Zurich. Yeah, Zurich.
It's the
And
biggest airport in Switzerland, yeah.
yeah. So I'm looking at and it's not there. Nothing's there. There's no confirmation. The flight, there's no
And
information
you
about the
were
flight.
so
So I'm calling. Yeah, so I called the airline and they're like, oh, your flight took off a month ago. I was like, oh my God, what? I booked it a month too early.
Oh,
So
shit.
yeah, I was like, oh shit. So I had to cancel the Airbnb. I had to make up a reason to cancel the Airbnb. They were so nice. I got a refund on my Airbnb. And then we did a really quick, like impromptu trip to Edinburgh instead, which was also really
Oh,
lovely.
Edinburgh is a really nice city.
So fun. So fun. The culture there is so cool. I love Scotland. I really liked the UK a lot. I loved Ireland too. I got to go to Of
Dublin?
course, now blanking on the name.
Have you been in Dublin?
Dublin, that's where I went. Yeah, it was just a weekend that I went to Dublin, but
In a
it
classic Irish
was
pub with Irish music?
my They played a lot of American country music, actually,
Really?
which is surprising. Yeah, but yeah, there was also a lot of like Irish music.
No, I spoke with Dan Lovenstein. He's a director from the UK, a vertical director from the
Oh,
UK.
wow,
And
cool.
we were talking about shooting a vertical in Scotland in the Highlands. That
Oh
would
my
be so
God. That would be amazing. Like, what's that show that's in Scotland? The where she's like time traveling. I can't remember. It's very
great. No.
steamy. It's a good one.
No,
That would be a good
we
vertical.
thought about a criminal one with a criminal case mysterious in the
That would be,
Highlands or
yeah,
something.
like kind of like a true crime-esque. That
Yeah,
would be
you know,
really
there
cool.
is a lot of fog, a mysterious area. So That would be really good. Yeah. No,
Oh,
that would be.
Outlander. Outlander is the show I was thinking of. I don't know if you've seen
Ah,
Outlander.
yeah,
Yeah.
I know that one. I know that one.
That
Yeah, true.
would be
Absolutely true. And from the storyline, not so far from a vertical. No, I
Yep.
think that Europe will be really big in 2026 for shooting verticals, because I was told that shooting verticals in Europe is cheaper than shooting in LA and the US.
Anywhere is cheaper than shooting in LA, so
Yeah, but why they are doing it so much in LA then, when it could be somewhere?
because there are we're already set up. There's so many locations to shoot in Los Angeles that are already built for
Yeah, I
studios.
know. And every fourth vertical dimension is exactly the same.
That's a great perk of working in verticals, though, that I didn't experience in any other part of the industry, is how many mansions I just get to hang out in all day.
But
Love those. Those are
I
awesome.
was wondering, is someone living in the mansions, or are they only for shootings?
Some yes and some no. Some are built for, or somebody owns it and they rent it out. But nobody would really live there sometimes. And then other times, yeah, there is a family that lives there or people that live there. And then they'll rent out their space and then they'll just leave. But you
Crazy.
can kind of tell when you're shooting in them whether it feels homey or not. Sometimes you get the feeling that they shoot a lot of wild stuff there, and then other times you're like, oh, these people have children, and this is a normal, beautiful home. So it really varies, but it's a cool perk getting to go like to Beverly Hills and shoot in a gorgeous mansion. Like I don't know that
They
I
don't
ever
look bad
too,
in the
but
verticals, to be honest.
yeah.
Not so bad. What would be a really challenging role for you in a vertical? What would you?
Yeah, I think because comedy has really become my pocket in this medium, I think doing something that a character that is has to emote, like cry a lot and falls, something that's
Kind
like
of
super
weak.
dramatic and yeah, a little bit of a weaker character. I think that would be a challenge for me. I don't think that I am innately a very weak person, but it's acting. So
Yeah.
I would love to play something like that. But challenging doesn't mean I don't want to do it. Challenging would just mean
No.
take a little bit more work. But it would be
Yeah.
so, I love challenges because they're so fulfilling at the end. So it's something that I would definitely want to do, even if it doesn't come as naturally to me.
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering, because when you are playing, let's say, 50 verticals, and you are always the villain, and you are always kind of, you don't have to prepare because you're perfect in this character already, because you have to do it every time. So I think kind of variety in the characters of the roles would be really nice. So that's why I'm asking, what would you challenge out of your maybe comfort zone?
Yeah, I think
But
doing something werewolf-esque, like a little bit of a fantasy one, would also be a little out of my comfort zone. I haven't done a lot of fantasy stuff. I primarily do billionaire, CEO, more modern times. Anything that's a period piece could be more challenging. Although I did do a lot of Shakespeare in high school, college, and then later in my theater, like my professional theater experience, I did a lot of Shakespeare. So I think that would come natural to me. I think that theater actually translates really well in verticals because it's
Yeah.
such a heightened piece, and theater can is extremely heightened, extremely heightened medium. So I think it would translate well. I don't know that it would be too challenging, but it would definitely take me out of my comfort zone for sure.
Do you miss theater sometimes?
Oh my God, so much. You get such a high from like live performance, and
Yeah,
you get
exactly.
You really like feed off the energy with the audience. Like if they're, you can also tell when they're like really vibing with you too. If they think you're funny, if they like your character, it's like, it almost feels like, yeah, like a rush of a drug. Like it's the best adrenaline in the world. I miss it. I miss it a lot, but I am really focused on my TV and film goals right now and commercial goals. So I'm putting a lot of my energy towards that. But I would love to do a play. I tried to get all of my friends to audition for a musical, like just like a like a community theater musical, and we could just like be in the background and have fun. It would be like High School Musical days.
Oh, that's nice.
No one has the time to do unpaid work anymore. So that didn't really fly, but I would love to. I was in the middle of,
Just to get the direct feedback of the audience.
yeah, you
And
get immediate,
I also played a lot of theater, and I always the feeling every evening was so different.
It really is.
Because you never know what type of audience you get in that day.
Exactly.
Sometimes
Exactly.
they are don't laugh much, and the other day they are crying out loud because of laughing, and you were, huh? Yesterday they didn't, huh? Yeah, it's so many different type of character, and as you said, the atmosphere while playing is so great.
Yeah. There's no other energy like it. It's like electrifying. It's wild, and I miss it. But
Yeah.
when
Maybe
they call action and I'm on set,
then you love this one. I
and I
think
love that too.
that's a great thing on theater. It doesn't matter how old you are. You can do it every time in your life in different roles, you
That's
know what
true.
I mean?
That's true.
You in
Yeah.
my opinion, you never get too old to play theater. I think.
Yeah, I don't think I think the pocket that you fit in just changes. But I used to have an acting coach in college that would say some people, I don't know how much I agree with it, but I kind of see where she was coming from. She would be like, "Oh, you haven't grown into your type yet." So even if we were in college, she would say, like, you are going to thrive when you're this age because I can see what you will bring to the industry and your type at this age. I don't know that that's the most helpful piece of advice from a coach, but I do see what she means in that your journey will change and the type of characters you play will change in different pockets that you'll fit in based on where you are, in life and how you look and what you bring to the table and what you bring to the space and how other people are perceiving you. So that's cool that your career can be ever changing in that way. I don't necessarily agree that she's like, you don't have value until you reach that age. I don't think that's very helpful, but I do like the idea that there will always be something for me, even if I'm not playing villains and verticals anymore. Now I'm just going to evolve into something else that's
And I think it's a continuing process of growing in this process.
it never stops. You never
Yeah,
stop
and I
learning
think
about yourself.
that's great. It never gets boring because every day
No, never.
the classic 9 to 5 job in an office doing every day the same. I'm a lecturer at the university now. For me, it's so great to every type you get new courses and new students. It's so different. It's always so different, even if they are all studying the same. But every time you are getting total different characters of students, and 2 years later, the next generation or the other generation is again total different in thinking, acting. It never gets boring. So that's why I like this one. Teaching at the university because it's
Yeah,
not the
there's
classic nine
variety.
to five job every day the same thing. So I think it's the same in acting.
Yeah, no, yeah, we're similar in that way. Like every day is gonna bring new challenges and is
New
going to.
role, new character. So
Yeah, totally.
I think it's a great job because it never gets boring. Maybe it's stressful and sometimes challenging because in that short period, you don't know now what you are acting in 2 months. I think that's maybe sometimes a bit shitty because you
Yeah,
cannot make
the
plans really.
inconsistency can be scary for sure, but
Yeah, but in the end, it's great variety of living. And
yeah.
as you said before, every time you set maybe new people, meeting old people again you've worked already with. So I think it's kind of new, but also everyone in this team has the same goal to make a great a show out of it. So I think
Yeah.
that's a cool one.
Yeah, it's the best. I was asked in another interview, would you like, it's a valid question. It's like, if you weren't an actor, what else would you do? And I don't know that I could do anything. I don't know. I would really have
You
to
don't have a plan B.
like, well, I never really wanted one, because then I feel there would be that temptation to fall back on it. I f find
Yeah.
that if no safety net, then I can't fail and I have to do everything that I can do to make this work, which is only what I want to do, which is my greatest dream anyway. So might as
Yeah.
well just send it. You only live once. Just go for it, I
That's
guess.
true. That's totally true. Mary, at the end of every episode, I'm asking a five question quickie. Everyone gets the same five questions. So the first one is, what is your favorite dish? What do you love to eat?
My favorite dish. My go-to for a very long time has, and this may be more of a safety meal, but I love a quesadilla. I will never get tired of a quesadilla. I mean, I don't eat meat, but you can put, like, I'll put my vegan chicken in it, or sometimes I get crazy with some pesto, avocado. Whenever, it's also like a comfort meal for me. Whenever I've had a really stressful day, there's so many days on set that I'll come home hungry, and I just whip up a quesadilla. And
That's
yeah,
great.
I always come back to it.
Yeah, that's always good. I'm always coming back to spaghetti bolognese
Yeah.
because that always works. Doesn't matter
Good classic.
how early, how late at the day, a great bolognese. I lived in Italy for a few months for working, and an old nonna of a colleague of mine showed me how to make a really great origin bolognese. And holy moly, I could eat that all day long, really.
Yeah.
Even
Yeah.
when it's cold, you can eat it. It's so good.
Mine similar to that, it would be ravioli. I love a good bowl of, like, warm ravioli, like spinach ravioli with a,
Yeah.
yeah, like a red sauce on top.
Yeah.
It's a
You
good
know,
ravioli.
Italian food is really great. I never
Yeah.
got disappointed from Italian food. It's always working. And the good
Yeah.
thing here in Germany is we have a lot of Italian people living here
A
and
good
a
pizza
lot of
then.
Italian restaurants, really
Yeah.
great ones. The next one
Yeah.
is three down the street, three houses on the left side. It's a great Italian restaurant. Ah. I love
I'm
it.
from Jersey originally, so we had really good Italian food there too. I
Yeah.
grew up
Yeah, that's good. Food,
the
it's
best
all
pizza.
about the food. Food
Yeah.
makes happy. It is. It truly is. Do you have a comfort movie? A movie you love to rewatch a lot of time?
My comfort movie growing up was Moulin Rouge. It was a movie that I used to watch with my mom all
Moulin
the
Rouge.
time.
That would
I
be
haven't
also great
watched
Vertigo.
it would be. It's a great, great musical. I saw it on Broadway a couple years ago. But yeah, I've been watching the movie since I was little, and I've always loved Nicole Kidman. She's one of my favorite actresses. So yeah, that was my comfort movie growing up. My comfort TV show has always been The Office. It's just like a very
We have
consistent
here in
rewatch for me.
Germany something similar to The Office. It's called Das Büro. It's exactly translated. Yeah. It's
Well,
kind of
yeah,
fun.
it's just the dry humor, easy to watch, like,
Yeah, exactly.
yeah.
Exactly. That's really cool stuff. What type of music do you like?
I really like pop music. I like alternative rock. I like indie rock. My favorite artist right now is Olivia Dean. I've really been enjoying her music. I found her a couple years ago, and then she was like my breakup soundtrack in 2024, and then
Breakup soundtrack. I didn't know that.
she's like comfort music, you know, when you just need
Yeah.
someone, like music that's really speaks to you. Her lyrics really speak to me.
Are you the person who sings in the while car driving?
I
Carpool
never stop singing.
karaoke?
I'm singing literally 24/7 all the time. I'm singing in
Okay.
the shower, when I'm driving, when I'm doing dishes, when I'm cooking. I always put on Spotify, and I'm always singing along.
That's great.
People in high school used to like call me the girl that sang in the hallways, because I'd always be singing to myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last two questions. One of it, If I would come to you and say, Mary, I want to start watching Verticals, which one of yours should I have definitely watched?
I would say you should watch Not All About You on Candy Jar.
Not All About You.
Yeah,
Great.
it's my probably most well-known bestie role, my first one. I think the acting in it is great. I think the writing in it is fabulous. Our director was amazing. It's just a really well done piece. I think the story, it's kind of like a Grey's Anatomy, kind of like a romantic comedy.
Was it that one with Gio?
It has Gio and Hannah. And our
I
director is Christina Zing.
yeah, that was, as you say, yeah, when you mentioned kind of Grey's Anatomy, yeah,
Yeah, and that
exactly.
had another child actor. Her name was Aura. She was really cute. It was her first acting job. She did a great job. She was awesome.
Yeah, that's good. So, last question, which genre you want to see more on you in verticals?
Which genre? I want them to start making more thrillers and horrors. I would love to be in like kind of like maybe more of like a Black Mirror-esque vertical. And I think that the one that I just did on Real Short was a little bit more of like getting into that realm of like kind of like a psychological thriller, which was really exciting. My role was pretty small, but it was a great script and a really great production company that ran that entire shoot. So I'm excited to watch it, and I hope that they continue to bring that theme into other apps and other verticals, because I just think that it's going to be something new and different, and something that isn't as predictable is always going to be more exciting. You don't know what's going to happen next, so.
Yeah, and when you're saying you love to do it a bit comedy in the villain ones, what about a comedy vertical?
Yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of verticals where I think it's funny and I make it a comedy, but I don't know if it was how intended the comedy was, but I'm always going to bring that to my roles, if I feel like the character calls for it. But yeah, if there's one, I do think that there were some that were intended, very much intended to be comedies as well. But yeah, I always want to continue that. I want to continue that. That type of character, like a comedic type of character, but I am looking forward to different plot lines, like we were talking about before. I'm looking forward to a little bit more variety in the space and in the
Oh,
variety of
yes.
villains that I can play. So, or just characters in general and storylines and conflicts, different settings, world stuff. And I really think that they are starting to branch out. I'm seeing a lot of different things. So, I'm excited to get involved in that and see where it goes too.
Yeah, we will see. I hope that too, that there is kind of fresh air,
Yeah.
fresh stuff.
I think there's a demand for some fresh stuff. So I think 2026 is going to be a really pivotal year for the vertical industry. And I'm excited to be a part of it and see where it goes.
Yeah, maybe you will be somewhere else to shoot. Who
Yeah.
knows already? We will
I just want to do
see.
everything. I just want to like bring it on. I want to do everything.
Bring it on.
Thank
Mary, I
you.
thank you so much for your time and talking to me. It was a pleasure.
Thank
And
you. Yes, this was a great interview. I had a great time.
I wish you all the best and
Thank
a
you.
lot of roles. Maybe a lead role.
Manifest it.
We will
Listen,
do that.
as long as I'm working, I'm happy. I'm
I'm
good.
sure you will. Thank you. Have a nice
Thank
day,
you.
Mary.
Thank you. Have a great night. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.